Unit 1. Page 38. Listening. Pencils of Promise. Hi, everyone. This is reporter Paul Green. Today, I have the pleasure of interviewing Adam Braun, the founder of an amazing nonprofit organization called Pencils of Promise. Adam, please tell us, what is Pencils of Promise?
Pencils of Promise believes every child should have a good education. We create schools, programs, and global communities believing in education for all. Pencils of Promise focuses on building strong structures and creating education programs through strong relationships with the local communities.
How do you choose the locations for the schools?
We choose the locations for our schools very carefully, checking the needs of the community. Pencils of Promise works in 4 different countries: Laos, Guatemala, Nicaragua, and Ghana. We selected our countries based on things like need, political security, and making sure that there were active partnerships with education ministries and the communities themselves. The schools are built by local workers with local materials. We also support projects through ongoing education programs and scholarships programs. The local teachers are provided with professional training to grow as professionals and take on leadership roles.
What was the first place you travelled to that made you start the project?
The first place that really opened my eyes was India.
It was on the streets of India where I asked a boy if he could have anything in the world, what would he want? And he responded, a pencil. That's where I realised that so much of the world lives so differently from the type of life that I had taken for granted.
While many of your friends were heading off to college, you decided to start your own non-profit organisation. What advice do you have for young people who want to pave their own path in life and take on the impossible?
That's a great question. We're often afraid of learning what can happen outside of the comfort of what we know. First, get out of your comfort zone and you begin to discover what you are and who you are. Second, never take no from someone who can say yes. Third, make your life a story worth telling. One day, people are going to tell your story and you should be proud of the story they're going to tell.
What is your proudest accomplishment so far?
My proudest accomplishment was building the first school. It felt so difficult to find a way to build a school with a group of friends. Since then, I have tried to build an organisation that can give that feeling of pride to others. We have broken ground on more than 200 schools. I don't see them as 200 schools I've built. I see them as one school I built and 199 other schools that other people have created by fulfilling their sense of purpose and passion.
Thank you very much for this interesting interview.